Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day where there is great consensus emerging on something. Not quite yet on the infrastructure bill, though they're getting closer. The Republicans have come up with a new infrastructure counteroffer, which is very smart. It's a counteroffer for $928 billion. You know what's amazing about this? This is the Republican offer. President Biden wants $1.7 trillion. That Republican offer that they're making, and I believe it's true even adjusted for inflation, is more than that entire package of stimulus that Barack Obama, way back in 2009, Obama had the stimulus package that was $840 billion it came out to. Right now, the Republicans are offering more than that. It's not enough for the president, and it looks like the deal may fall apart. And there are a number of people, including Karl Rove, who think that may be the best thing for Republican prospects of winning back the House and Senate. We'll get to that. I mentioned that there is great consensus emerging. Consensus is this, that the big issue in the 2022 election, and almost certainly in the 2024 election, is going to be crime. It's going to be public safety. It's going to be people feeling safe or unsafe and who they blame. The reason I know it's a consensus emerging is there's a piece today by James Carville. Remember him? He's famous for having coined the phrase, "The economy's stupid," which was a slogan that they put on a sign and they hung up in Bill Clinton's campaign headquarters when he was running for president the first time in 1992. And right now it's not the economy, because the economy, at least for the moment, appears to be doing okay. It's crime, which is even more fundamental and everybody fears. And James Carville is now saying, blame Trump for the high crime. No, really. He says Democrats are the anti-crime party. We will be debating that later in the show. We'll be speaking about it with Michael Goodwin, who wrote a terrific column about America's public enemy number one. And no, the public enemy number one is not Nancy Pelosi or James Carville or Donald Trump or Joe Biden or any political figure. Public enemy number one, we will get to that and define what that is with Michael Goodwin. And Jason Riley, just after the country has commemorated is the right word, I guess, the death of George Floyd, Jason Riley has some thoughts about what it really means, and has America gotten better or worse? Has our racial situation gotten better or worse? Jason Riley, one of the very most prominent and influential black conservatives in the country, and he has a new book coming out about Thomas Sowell, probably the intellectual leader of the black community, and to a great extent of the conservative community in general in this country for many, many years. We'll be talking with Jason Riley a little bit later. First up, this amazing story, and it's very profoundly persuasive, I think, for anybody who has any doubts about this crime crisis. It's a wonderful story written by three reporters for the Wall Street Journal. The reporters are Zusha Ellenson, Dan Frosch, and Joshua Jamerson. And the headline, Cities Reverse Police Defunding Amid Rising Crime. Now, if anybody has any doubt about this, you think it's just a political gimmick, please listen to this. 1 year after the movement to defund law enforcement began to upend municipal budgets, many American cities are restoring money to their police departments or proposing to spend more. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio, he's going to be history by January 1st. He's leaving the mayor's office. In New York City, Mayor Bill de Blasio said he would reinstate $92 million for a new precinct after scrapping the project last summer. The mayor of Baltimore, who led efforts as a city councilman to cut the police budget by $22 million last year, recently proposed a $27 million increase. After attacks on Asian Americans and a rise in homicides in Oakland, California, city lawmakers in April restored $3.3 million of the $29 million in police cuts. And the mayor is now proposing to increase the department's budget by $24 million more. Los Angeles's mayor, Eric Garcetti, who, by the way, is about to be appointed, supposedly, ambassador to India, we will see. Also rumors that Jeff Flake, former senator, is getting an ambassadorship. But Eric Garcetti has proposed an increase of about $50 million after the city cut $150 million from its police department last year. In the nation's 20 largest local enforcement agencies, city and county leaders want funding increases for 9 of the 12 departments where next year's budgets already have been proposed. Now, this is amazing. It's a nationwide trend, and it's very clear. And there are a lot of people who have been forced to eat their words and to backtrack. Yes, including the city councilman running for mayor who wanted to defund the police in Atlanta and whose car was stolen right in front of him. We will get to that. Who's supposed to help him catch the young people who stole his car? He's ticked off about it. You would be too. Hey, buddy, how about rethinking this idea that we can all live wonderfully if we just get rid of police and replace them with psychologists and social workers? Not so easy. The social workers are not going to chase down the car thieves for you. City officials have found it difficult to keep police budgets down after seeing a rise in crime over the past year. In the last 3 months of 2020, homicides rose 32%. In cities of a population of at least 1 million, according to the Federal Bureau of Investigation's quarterly uniform crime report. Law enforcement officials and criminologists say pandemic stress and a police pullback amid protests are likely contributors. It's hard to have a serious conversation with folks about cutting a police department's budget when crime is going up. So said Michael Nutter, a former mayor of Philadelphia. And, of course, Mayor of Philadelphia is a Democrat. Last summer, nearly half of 258 police agencies surveyed by the Police Executive Research Forum, a Washington, D.C. think tank, said their budgets had been cut or were likely to be cut. The cuts hit purchases of new police equipment hardest, followed by training, hiring new officers, and overtime spending. And this is the whole point for those people who believe profoundly in police reform, who think that we absolutely need to upgrade the relationship between communities and police departments. Okay, how do you do that without spending more money? It means more training. It means a different standards. It means hiring new police officers. It means all of that. How do you accomplish that if you're cutting money at the same time? Now, look, it's unusual, I know, for liberals to say we want to cut money and conservatives say we need to spend more. But when it comes to law enforcement, which is one of the basic functions of government, if not the basic function of government, that makes sense. And how is it that James Carville can now say that Democrats are the anti-crime party and say that our entire problem with crime is the fault of Donald J. Trump? We'll get to that allegation and more on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Thank you. I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED for these great radio specials. To put it simply, materialism is the attempt to prove that human beings are merely meat in motion, and that we have no free will, that we have no souls, that morality and religion are simply evolutionary artifacts programmed by nature for survival, and that our very thoughts and ideas can be fully explained by our brain chemistry. Darwin's theory of evolution made scientific atheism credible by offering a scientific explanation on how human beings could be generated through a blind process of random variation and natural selection. At discovery.org/Medved, you can get a free mini book, free, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. It explores how three key concepts from Darwin undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get your free book at discovery.org/Medved. That's discovery.org/Medved.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Statement from years ago, at a time that there were many lifelong Democrats who were becoming Republicans to support Ronald Reagan. That was the original designation, neoconservatives. It was for a group of people, many of whom even had backgrounds as being social Democrats, Democratic Socialists, and members of the Democratic Party, who all of a sudden took a look at the choice between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter and said, no more with Democratic policies that haven't worked and haven't benefited the country and have made America weaker and only help to increase the power of the evil empire of the old Soviet Union. Irving Kristol, may his memory be a blessing, a great thinker and a great human being, by the way. Irving Kristol coined the phrase that a neoconservative is a liberal who's been mugged by reality. And somebody who's not smart enough to actually change over his political point of view is nonetheless the subject of a fairly entertaining, well, it's entertaining because no one got hurt or killed. It's an entertaining story that raises lots of questions. And maybe you would choose to ask some of them, 1-800-955-1776. An Atlanta city councilman who's aiming to be the city's next mayor because Lakeisha Lance Bottoms is retiring or leaving the mayor's office. He just had his car stolen by children. And when I say children, we're not talking about teenagers. We're talking about kids below the age of 12 who are not legal to drive. He had his car stolen by children in broad daylight yesterday, according to reports and according to Fox News. Okay, Councilman Antonio Brown was attending a ribbon-cutting ceremony at an event in northeast Atlanta around noon when at least four kids jumped into his car, and they took off. You don't immediately think, oh, these kids are going to steal my car, Brown said. Antonio Brown, again, has part of what happened here and part of the story and part of the question for me, at least, is for a city councilman in Atlanta. His car is a white Mercedes. And more about the incident. The incident occurred amid a recent crime wave in the city. Brown, who joined the city mayor race less than 3 weeks ago, is running on a campaign of reimagining public safety. And last year he voted in support of an ordinance that would have withheld $73 million from the budget of the Atlanta Police Department. The ordinance was narrowly voted down. Today, I don't think it would be close. Brown said the thieves jumped into his vehicle yesterday, after he got out to speak with a community leader named Ben Norman. He noted his white Mercedes coupe has a keyless push-to-start ignition, and he failed to realize it had been started. The councilman described the kids as being between the ages of 6 and 12. Okay, can we think about that for a moment? Between the ages of 6 and 12, you're stealing a car in front of its owner. Quote, one kid was in the driver's seat. Ben, that's the community leader he was talking to, attempted to open the door to get him out of the car. He fought with Ben. I then engaged and tried to get him out of the car. The three other kids were trying to figure out how to get in the car or stay out of the car. He started to hit the gas, Brown said. Brown added that he held on to the car in an attempt to stop them and was dragged about a block down the road before letting go. Quote, as he started to speed up, and I knew that if I had not let go, I knew I probably could have been killed myself because he was going so fast. I would have started to tumble, and I would have hurt him, the councilman said. Now, wait a minute. Who was going to get killed? Was it he or the kid or... Brown said he does not plan on filing charges against the kids, who he says acted out of desperation. Quote, this is a generational poverty issue. These kids, it's 12:30 in the afternoon. Why aren't they in school? Interesting question. Why aren't we enforcing systems to ensure that if they are not in school, they're in recreational centers? Okay, this is not the right approach to crime, is it? Well, maybe this is why. They add, at the very end of the article, Brown is under indictment on federal fraud charges related to alleged incidents that occurred in the years prior to him winning the council seat in 2019. Okay, all kinds of questions. How is a guy under federal indictment, first of all, does he get elected to the city council? Secondly, how does he get to drive a white Mercedes coupe, which is a kind of spiffy car for a new city councilman who's running for mayor? And why does he think that the right approach to prevent this kind of episode from being repeated is not to press charges? And his only question is, why aren't the kids in school? Look, there sometimes is a more difficult problem. And he says this is a product of desperation. Really? Well, they're politicians who are increasingly desperate. There is a story, part of the story in this Wall Street Journal about all of the cities that are rethinking cutting police departments, is about China Terrell of Baltimore. And she is running for a state legislative seat. She's another politician, another black Democrat, by the way. And her husband was mugged. I mean, literally, though, mugged by reality. People took his watch. They took his wallet. He had an iWatch. And she now says, I think it's important to rethink and reimagine how we think about law enforcement. But to implement whatever we think is better idea is going to cost us more money, not less. So said Ms. Terrell. Okay, it's a good conclusion. In Oakland, where they cut $14 million from the police budget last summer to fund a new program in which mental health specialists respond to mental health crisis instead of police, and to shift some functions like crossing guards to other departments in December, facing a budget crunch, Mayor Libby Schaaf asked the department to cut another $15 million. So that's a total of $29 million they're cutting. Police Chief LaRon Armstrong said the department chose to cut walking patrols, a team that worked to prevent retaliatory gang shootings, and a detail that policed sideshows, which are informal gatherings on streets where car aficionados show off stunt driving skills. So how did this all work? By mid-April, there had been over 41 homicides, up from 13 over the same period last year, when strict lockdowns were in place. Sideshows proliferated, with one occurring near the mayor's home. So what about that? And what about the revelations by former police chief Carmen Best of Seattle about that autonomous zone? Coming up.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is testifying before a House panel on Thursday. She's pressing congressional leaders to spend more money aggressively to keep up with economic trends. Yellen telling that panel the government operating budget was designed for 2010.
While our portfolio has grown to match the urgency of this moment, our annual budget has not grown in tandem, and the funding provided to administer new programs is temporary.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says there's a record amount of drugs coming in from Mexico.
Just the first 4 months of this year, the Texas Department of Public Safety has seized 95 pounds of fentanyl. That's more than 21 million lethal doses.
Abbott saying that's enough to kill every person in the state of New York. This is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Michael Medved Show.
You can't handle the truth.
And the truth is, we need police officers. If you believe, like Jean-Jacques Rousseau, that human beings in a state of nature, human beings are naturally peaceful and respectful and honorable, no, of course, we don't need police. I think it's Madison who said, one of the things he said in Federalist Papers was, if men were angels, there would be no need for laws. And this is the basic conservative recognition in the world, that you know people are not naturally good and idealistic and unselfish. Religion tries to help make them more in that direction, but you need laws, you need law enforcement, you need police. And part of what's been happening with this series of experiments to cut police spending, to pull back on policing, is the neighborhoods and the individuals, the people who have been most impacted by that, have been black people and black neighborhoods. And it's one of the points that Jason Riley, who's going to be joining us later, makes very firmly. And by the way, that's very clearly a point by the former police chief of Seattle, who I wish would run for mayor, because I think she would win. And her name is Carmen Best. And Chief Best was tough. She stood up against the city council at a time that the city council and the mayor, who was her boss, and this led to her basically leaving the department, were all saying that, this is a beautiful experiment they have up here in CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, which later became known as CHOP, or the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, where they vacated a police precinct, they pulled the police out, and what happened? There were murders there. And they were murders of black teenagers. They were. And here is what Carmen Best had to say, appearing on Jerry Ratcliffe's podcast, Reducing Crime. Listen.
The other thing that I found very curious during that time frame was that the destructive behavior, for whatever reason, I'm not sure if there was a political reason or otherwise, did not get the level of publicity or media attention as, you know, I would read stories about, you know, the peaceful protests. I go, well, part of it was peaceful, but I was standing like 20 feet away from a hail of rocks, you know. And I was looking right at them, come hail down, like feet from me, I was behind a telephone pole.
And then you read the media and find that they're pretty much gaslighting you. Yeah, it never happened.
Yeah, it's like, what? No, it was this peaceful protest, and the police just, you know, unleashed this, you know, tear gas and pepper spray. You know, and it just wasn't true. I mean, we did do it, and we always obviously did it for reasons, and maybe in hindsight, maybe some of those times we could have, you know, waited longer or did something differently. Obviously, when you look back at things, you have more clarity. But the fact of the matter is it did happen, and there were reasons. It wasn't arbitrary, but certainly we were trying to look as non-threatening as possible, you know, not have this riot shields up. But, you know, once we know we're going to be shooting rocks and bottles from us, I have a responsibility as a chief to make sure people have protective gear. We can't just leave them out there with a soft hat and, you know, rocks are being thrown.
Okay, look, this is actually a very, very important point. Police officers are human beings. They are flesh and blood. And when police officers are being hit by bottles, by rocks, by grenades, by Molotov cocktails, by all kinds of projectiles, they get hurt. Why is it the only police getting hurt that we know about are the Capitol Police, who were defending the Capitol against a right-wing mob? And yes, people got very seriously hurt. A guy lost a finger, a guy lost an eye. 130 police officers went to the hospital. There were dozens of police officers who were hospitalized, got medical treatment here in Seattle. It was a terrible thing. And by the way, the same thing goes to the, quote, peaceful protesters at Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem, where the reason they were cleared out of the mosque is they were using the mosque as shelter for throwing rocks. Rocks can kill people. Rocks damage people. Rocks can do permanent brain damage, eye damage, and more. And by the way, this goes back to one of my initial really passionate disagreements with a lot of people on the left. Well, Kent State was a terrible tragedy. But the National Guardsmen who fired at Kent State, not immediately when they fired, but before, had been pelted with rocks and bottles by so-called peaceful protesters. You can't do that. That's assault. And it's also assault when you're demanding the police vacate a precinct in the neighborhood of Capitol Hill. And here's Carmen Best on the background of that decision, 9B.
And leaving the East Precinct police station? Now, that wasn't down to you. I've read the media.
Yeah, listen, I was quick to say that was not my decision because it wasn't. I didn't want anybody to think
that. You were there originally, didn't you, back in the day?
I worked at East Precinct quite a bit of my career, yeah. So there was a confluence of events that really led to that happening. The leaving the precinct was a real problem because that was the precipitating factor to the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, the CHAZ, which at some point turned into the CHOP, you know, but leaving that precinct really, no pun intended, sort of triggered that whole thing, that whole set of events.
Okay, in other words, part of what you're saying is if you surrender to criminals, if you say, oh no, this is all part of a beautiful portrait of diversity in action and peaceful protest, etc., and we're withdrawing the police, of course it's going to invite more violence. It's why police forces are so tremendously necessary. We were talking before about the situation in Oakland, where they've reconsidered these radical cuts to the police budget that they were making. There's a report that the total loss for police budgets was $840 million in police spending across the country. in response to the George Floyd riots and to much more. Cities cut another $35 million by canceling contracts with police to patrol schools. So says the center to, which is called Interrupting Criminalization. And the one thing that, people don't talk about with any of this, with the rise in crime, obviously the demoralization of police forces is part of it. It's a big part of it. And obviously the reduction of police budgets is a big part of it. Has anybody brought up the legalization of drugs? And, yeah, really. And basically suggesting that with more and more people smoking marijuana involved in different drugs, ranging from meth and heroin. We talked about that squatter, group of squatters in Sammamish, Washington, who had meth and fentanyl and guns and $40,000 in cash. If the drug subculture is spreading, isn't that part of an instigation to increasing the crime rate? From January 1st through May 23rd of this year in New York City, there were 531 shootings, up from 295 during the same period last year. For the coming fiscal year, Mr. de Blasio is proposing to restore about half of last year's monetary cuts. The new mayor will have to restore it all and more. We will be right back on The Medved Show with blaming Trump for the rise in crime. Really? Coming up.
The Michael Medved Show.
Outrageous.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. From Discovery Institute, a special free mini book offer for MedVed listeners. What did Charles Darwin's ideas mean for society at large? Do we have free will? Are human beings merely meat in motion? Ideas do have consequences, and Darwin's ideas made scientific atheism credible. Get the free mini book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas, at discovery.org/MedVed. That's discovery.org/MedVed.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it's good to see that Americans are coming around and agreeing on something. And even James Carville, the Ragin' Cajun, agrees that crime is going to be a big issue in the upcoming election. And he writes today in the Wall Street Journal, and good for them for putting forward his always provocative point of view. Though I think part of what he's trying to do in the column is dead wrong. I think he's right about this. He writes that crime is going to be an issue up and down the ballot in 2022, and many local politicians are already feeling the heat. Now that violent crime is on the rise, we Democrats can no longer afford to sit by passively while Republicans trumpet bellicose law and order talking points. Well, how about acknowledging that those talking points are right? That you can't cut police budgets and then expect the crime to continue to go down. If we don't aggressively begin to own the crime issue and make Republicans respond to their own failures, says James Carville, we risk losing our slim majorities in Congress. Well, that's right. That's why the odds makers right now, and yeah, you can bet on this and everything else, show the Democrats and Republicans just about even concerning the control of the Senate, just as they're even in this current Senate. But they show Republicans with a clear advantage and a strong likelihood of winning back control of the House of Representatives. And what set that up was the much better than expected Republican performance in the elections this November. He writes, James Carville, the modern Democratic Party is flat out better on crime than Republicans. Really? Somebody believe that? 1-800-955-1776. The modern Democratic Party is flat out better on crime than Republicans? And then he writes, Mr. Trump presided over the greatest crime rise in modern American history. Now it's time for the Democratic consultant class to stop its bedwetting on this issue and take this case to the American people. A lawless president created the perfect storm for the crime crisis America now faces. Now, hold on for a moment. Do you think President Trump was responsible for the series of riots that swept the country in the wake of the George Floyd killing? Really? The president offered repeatedly to back up police departments and to back up local cities who needed help when those riots hit town. And in general, people in places like Portland, which of course has been the worst afflicted of all, said no. Do I believe that President Trump handled everything perfectly in Washington when he cleared away Lafayette Park and marched to the church for a photo op to hold up the Bible? No, no, no. You don't have to defend any of that. But the one thing about President Trump is a great deal of what a president does is send messages. And he sent a message that was clear as it could be in supporting police departments and police officers. It's, it's extraordinarily ridiculous to blame him for the economic dislocations surrounding the pandemic, or to somehow blame him for the riots and the attacks on police and the undermining of police by Democrats, who he says are the anti-crime party. He then writes to attack Trump's presidency from beginning to end. Mr. Trump's presidency was one long crime wave. He broke laws, obstructed justice, and incited violence, knowing he wouldn't be held accountable while in office. Eight of his campaign associates were put in shackles. He pardoned five of them. And corruption became the administration's oxygen. And Mr. Trump's stunning display of lawlessness set an example for criminals to crawl out of these shadows and believe they would never be brought to justice. It was also no coincidence that Mr. Trump presided over an all-time low in white-collar crime enforcement. Is that really what went on? Are the people who looted in Santa Monica, California, and in Washington, D.C., and in Minneapolis, and all over the country, were those leaders inspired by President Trump? They said, oh, yeah, look at President Trump. And he had an embarrassing phone call with the president of Ukraine and got impeached. That's going to inspire me to go ahead and burn down stores and attack police stations. I mean, really? Really? And then he writes, all of this culminated with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, in which Republicans are now on the record defending violent attacks on law enforcement and voting against funds for the Capitol Police. So who really voted to defund the police? And who did it to cover up the investigation of a host of crimes? Not the Democrats. First of all, this is ridiculous, and it's wrong. The idea that the Republicans are now on the record defending violent attacks. I know what Republicans are on record on, and it's shameful. Representative Clyde of Georgia was denying violent attacks. He was saying the video didn't show that there was a violent attack on the Capitol. And look, the idea that it's exaggerated by Democrats, I think for political purposes, is true. But it is not true that the Republican Party defends violent attacks on the Capitol or any violent attacks of any kind. I haven't heard that. Not even from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Mr. Trump infamously said about the government's slow early response to the COVID crisis, I don't accept responsibility at all. He and the Republicans don't accept responsibility for the crime wave either. Instead, they point fingers at everything else, but they built it and they own it. Okay, if he wants to try to sell that to the American people, I don't think that's going to work. When so many prominent Democrats have turned on law enforcement. Now, maybe Carville is right in trying to turn this around. He was on last night with Chris Cuomo. And listen to what he said on CNN last night. It's worth hearing. Jeremy, go ahead.
Carville, give me a last word here on the one thing that Democrats should be saying to white Americans that they're not.
Well, I think you speak plain English, and it's just what David said, that if the nature of being a Democrat is you respect everybody, and you particularly respect people's labor. And so often, Democrats come across with this metropolitan arrogance or urban smugness that people feel. And it hurts us, and by the way, it even hurts us with people that live in cities that don't speak this jargony faculty lounge language. I mean, if David is an associate of the University of Chicago, the people in South Chicago do not speak the same language that the faculty at the University of Chicago speaks. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple, and we're Democrats, and we're trying to persuade people, and we have to persuade a lot of them, because you're right, 18% of the country elects 52 senators. And we have to be communicators, and we got to take every word and every chance to communicate is precious, and communicate with everybody, and don't be so smug about everything.
Okay, that's obviously good advice, and I think that Republicans can sympathize with this, but his piece in the Journal today doesn't go along with it, because he's smugly trying to blame what is going on in the country right now on an administration that left office. It's almost 6 months ago now. It's a while. And again, during the explosion of this crime rave, which was directly related to the response to George Floyd, the seemed to be not on the side of the police, to put it mildly. They did an entire national convention, and I think their convention was successful. It helped them win the presidency, but they made this huge mistake. Huge. Which is never showing any support for our beleaguered law enforcement. And there is a very, very big difference between saying you're the anti-crime party and actually fighting against those forces that are justifying crime. You may remember that in the midst of the rioting, there was an intellectual, I believe a New York intellectual, who put forward a book called In Defense of Looting. And once you're talking about looting, the ability of thugs and gangs and petty criminals and teenagers and basically forces of chaos to destroy the hard work of people who are trying to run businesses. It's not big multinational corporations. We're talking about neighborhood businesses and restaurants. And attacking those people. Don't be smug about defending the attackers. And meanwhile, public enemy number one. Who is it? Michael Goodwin, columnist for the New York Post and Fox News contributor, will be joining us coming right up in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, right? It and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.